الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أخذ الله ميثاق بني إسرائيل وبعثنا منهم اثني عشر نقيبا وقال الله إني معكم لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا لأكفرن عنكم سيئاتكم ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به ولا تزال تطلع على خائنة منهم إلا قليلا منهم فاعف عنهم واصفح إن الله يحب المحسنين ومن الذين قالوا إنا نصارى أخذنا ميثاقهم فنسوا حظا مما ذكروا به فأغرينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة وسوف ينبئهم الله بما كانوا يصنعون. And we had taken the covenant from the Bani Israel and appointed amongst them 12 leaders. And Allah Ta'ala declared that I am with you if you establish regular salah and give out zakat, support my rasools, believe in them and loan to Allah Ta'ala a beautiful loan, then I will blot out your sins and admit you into gardens with rivers flowing beneath. And whoever resists faith after all this, then he has strayed from the straight path on account of them violating their pledges and their promises. We had cursed them and made their hearts grow hard. They changed the words of Allah Ta'ala from their right places, distorting the word, distorting the meaning of the word of Allah Ta'ala, and forgot the advice that was given to them. And you will always find them bent upon some deceit and some cheat, except a few of them those that have accepted Islam, with an exception of these people that have accepted the truth, then all of them are bent upon some cheat, some deceit. So forgive them and overlook their faults, for Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. In spite of their treacherous attitude, their deceit and their cheating, and continuously cheating, then too we are asked to forgive and overlook. Why should we give up our good character on account of their stupidity and their naivety? If they wish to go down the line of cheating and deceit and treachery, then it doesn't give us the license to also behave aggressively and wrongfully towards them. We will forgive and we will show what we have got. We have got goodness within us. We have got kindness within our ranks. We have got a superb and a great dignified character, standard of sublime character. So this is what we will show. Let them display what they had to display, and we will display what we have got in our home, the home of Islam. For Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. And amongst those who say that we are Christians, we had taken their pledges as well. They had also forgotten much of the advice that was given to them. And we had poured down enmity and hatred between them to last till the day of Qiyamah. So hence you will see the Christians, the Jews, all locked up in some difference or the other. They cannot just get to terms with each other. وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهُ And soon will Allah Ta'ala show them what they used to be doing. O people of the book, indeed our Rasul has come to you to make plain and clear much of the things that you used to conceal of the book, and he overlooks many things. Indeed, a light and a perspicuous book has come to you. Through this, Allah Ta'ala guides those who will follow His good pleasure to the paths of safety and peace, and will lead them from the darknesses of disbelief to the light of Iman by His will, and show them to the right path. Much of the things that the people of the book used to conceal about the truth, about things that were not too savory for them, they began to conceal. The predictions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they concealed. So many things they had concealed, and Rasulullah Pasam had come and exposed all these things that they used to conceal. But because of his sublime character, he didn't show them all their faults, but just enough for them to come back to their senses. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ Those who declare that Isa is, that indeed those who say that Allah Ta'ala is Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, have been guilty of blasphemy and disbelief. See, مَيَّمْ لِكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا If you so declare that Isa alayhi salam is Allah and God, then who has the power against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it were His will to destroy Isa and his mother and everyone that is on this earth? And to Allah Ta'ala belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them. He creates what He pleases, and He has the power over all things. Whether it is Isa alayhi salam, as great as he may be, or his mother that was also a Siddiqa and a great wali, if Allah Ta'ala wishes to destroy anybody and everybody, then who can stop Allah Ta'ala from executing His will? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى And the Jews and the Christians say that we are the children of Allah and we are His beloved. So say, فَلِيمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ So if you claim that you are the children of Allah Ta'ala and His beloved, then why does He punish you on account of your wrongs? But rather you are men from the people that He has created. He forgives whomsoever He pleases, and He punishes whom He pleases. And to Allah Ta'ala belongs the kingdoms of the heaven and the earth and all that is in between. And to Him is yours return. O people of the book, indeed our Rasul has come to you to make clear to you after an intermission, after a break in the succession and the series of the Rasuls. For a long period, there wasn't any Rasul that was coming in. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, from Musa till Isa alayhi salam, there were approximately over a thousand Anbiya alayhi salam that were only sent to the Bani Israel, a period of 1,700 years, and there were over 1,000 Anbiya sent to the Bani Israel. Then from the time of Isa alayhi salam till Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, it's a period of approximately 600 years, but there wasn't a single Rasul that was sent within this period. So an intermission, a break in the series of the successions of the Rasuls. So there wasn't any Nabi that had come. Now that a Nabi has come, I appreciate, recognize this gift of Allah Ta'ala. Lest you may say that no warner and no bringer of good news has come to us. So a warner and a bringer of good news has come to you. So appreciate, Allah Ta'ala has power over all things.